Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Paul throwing out the first pitch at the Astros game tonight. He's getting introduced at Toyota Center today. And he's doing it all without Carmelo Anthony, John. As yesterday, the trade talks got put on hold.
Pause, to be exact.
Yes, as Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne report that the Knicks have paused trade talks, and it seems now that they are interested in keeping Carmelo Anthony instead of trading him to either the Houston Rockets or the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this is part of what they say is the speculation about, with Phil Jackson leaving, Scott Perry coming in as part of the basketball operations, mm-hmm. Steve Mills as well in the Knicks organization. They're not so sure. Melo, of course, is on board because he's told the team he'd waive his no-trade clause to go to one of those two teams.
Reportedly.
So what's the deal here? What do you think could be the potential holdup here on trying to get Carmelo Anthony to the Houston Rockets? Like, I'm missing where the holdup here is.
Well, it's Ryan Anderson and the other two teams. I mean, it's like, what are you going to play? Spin the bottle to see who gets Ryan Anderson's contract? I mean, he's an albatross right now on this Rockets team. The contract is too much of an albatross. It's a burden, and no one wants it. That said, is it wrong that I think the word choice here, and maybe it was just pure coincidence, it just happens to be the word choice, pause, that they're going to pause trade negotiations with Carmelo, that I'm still relatively encouraged? Because what do you do when you pause a TV show?
You unpause it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually you unpause it. So I'm wondering if this is just another one of those moments where it breaks down a little bit, but it's not over. You know what I mean? I'm still relatively encouraged that this is not over. That wasn't a word they used, you know, or nixed the trade idea,
right?
No pun intended, or you know, they're no longer in negotiations. Whatever
are you
word choice.
The New York Post back page.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Nick's deal.
Nick's deal. That would be a good headline. But it's pause. And Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne, give her credit. You know, obviously talked about this, and the word choice to me is relevant. I really think it is. I think that it's still there somewhere, but with the new GM Scott Perry, it may well be Scott Perry says, "What are you guys doing? You know, we're not going to trade Carmelo Anthony because this is his first team as a general manager." But it also could mean literally pause. He came in and said, "Let's look at this a little better."
The wording of the report is interesting, as you point out. The New York Knicks are pausing trade talks centered on Carmelo Anthony and want to pursue a conversation about possibly reincorporating him into the organization. That doesn't sound like...
But he's in.
That doesn't sound like Carmelo Anthony started this, "Hey, well, let's put a hold on this." That doesn't sound like...
I think it's Perry.
They have a meeting with Carmelo Anthony. They've got to first get Carmelo Anthony to sit down, then sell Carmelo Anthony on that, mm-hmm. because there's very little win in keeping a happy Carmelo Anthony. There is no win in keeping an upset Carmelo Anthony for the New York Knicks.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. So somewhat, I mean, not as optimistic, but still somewhat optimistic that this could happen.
My thing with the deal being on pause is you probably had to do a fair amount of convincing, if you're Daryl Morey, on these other two teams,
right,
on whatever other two teams would be interested in being in this deal for whatever amount of what they're going to get back. And I haven't seen in like these proposed trades or these theoretical trades, I don't see Ryan Anderson going to New York. So as you mentioned it, somebody around basketball has to think to themselves, Ryan Anderson's going to make us better.
Yes.
Ryan Anderson at you know, $20 million a year is going to make our team better. My concern is not on the Knicks. My concern is not on the Rockets. My concern is on those two other teams.
The other two teams, yes.
Because
totally agree.
You don't know if those other two teams maybe had like a deadline in somebody's contract that they had to get done, mm-hmm. or maybe they'd mentioned...
Money doesn't match.
Or they mentioned to a player, if we don't do something with you by here, you know, or money doesn't match, or, you know, if it's a movable piece, it's not like the Knicks would be the only team interested in that movable piece. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to be very cautious because there's not just the Rockets and the Knicks involved. If it was just Rockets-Knicks, okay, then I feel great about this. Mm-hmm. I just feel good about this and the waiting game here. This seems to be, John, as well, the only thing left for the Rockets. Like this is... They haven't been mentioned with any other big name. Mm-hmm. They haven't been mentioned with any other, you know, different role player. They seem to be content with Melo if they can get him, and if not Carmelo Anthony, well, then Ryan Anderson is on our team.
Yeah, and we're going with Paul and Harden.
Paul and Harden, and hope they can pull it all together.
Right. We'll see. I don't think it's over. I really don't.
You bring up the good point. The way it's phrased, paused, it's not over. The interesting part to me, though, John, is Cleveland is also in this. Like, they were directly mm-hmm. mentioned. The Cavaliers were. I had felt like their pursuit had been waning. Like, their ability to even pursue it had been waning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to think about the player they would probably be moving or getting rid of as Tristan Thompson would have to be one of their guys that they'd have to be moving around. If they entered into the conversation and just replaced their role... or replace the Rockets in the four-team trade, mm-hmm. is that other team wanting Tristan Thompson more than they want Ryan Anderson? But probably, to be honest with you, probably. An up-and-coming team or a team that thinks they're close could probably do a lot more with Tristan Thompson as part of their core than Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, don't underestimate Cleveland being part of this pause, you know, as we use that theme here, because maybe they came back and Scott Perry, the new Knicks general manager, saw something there that has him interested, and that's why the Rockets all of a sudden are kind of in limbo.
They added another voice to the room in New York, mm-hmm. and then that voice, regardless of how much power they gave him, that voice changed how they all thought about the conversation, and then they had to stop and then reassess where they were
right.
in this situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.